and welcome to today's show, Agino Afternoon. Today's show is a collaboration of KTOO and the Black Awareness Association of Juneau, and I am your host, Christina Michelle. And today we have the honor of interviewing Susie Green, Sherry Payne, and Joyce Vincent, formerly of the Supremes. Earlier in today's show, we were just getting to know the ladies a little bit, and now we're going to get into some questions about some of the things that are happening politically, the elections coming up. I would love to get some feedback from you ladies on some of the things that are going on. Before we get into the politics question, though, what is your opinion on what's happening right now with the surge of the Black Lives Matter movement?
Wow. It's
a loaded question, I know.
Yeah. Good, though.
I mean, we started protesting back in the 60s when I was at Michigan State with Martin Luther King, and it took all this time for the message to be taken in. Black lives matter. I mean, all lives matter, really.
Yes.
All lives matter, but we've suffered for so long.
That's true. That's true.
You know, Black lives matter also. Yeah. Mm. We've gone through so much.
Yes.
We've gone through so much, and it's not fair, the injustices that have been done. I mean, I've been called the N-word. I've been called a nigger in Las Vegas by a security guard at the Desert Inn Hotel.
Wow.
I'm so glad it's no longer there. He sure did. And I was so hurt by that because I'd never been called that name before.
Yeah.
My mother did not allow in our house, even, you know, in a jest way, you know, some Black people back in my parents' generation, and even my generation, they would refer to each other, you know, nigger, so-and-so, as a term of endearment. It's not a term of endearment. Mm. It's a terrible word.
Yeah,
it's a terrible word.
Is.
And if you've been called that, you think about people who were lynched. Mm. The last thing they probably heard was that word.
Yes.
Die, nigger, die.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's a strange time to live in, in any way you look at it. You know, we're in the midst of a global pandemic, and then we're in the midst of upheaval everywhere.
Yes.
There is not just in America. There's fighting all around the world.
Mm-hmm.
There's disagreement all around the world. But America was built by slaves.
That's right.
America has always had racism.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that people are protesting around the world is a miracle. It really is.
Yes.
But it's caught a fire because
people
recognize that the times that we are in denote our actions.
Mm-hmm.
We got ourselves here one way or another, you know, through whatever, not fighting hard enough, not speaking up enough, being held back in so many ways.
Mm-hmm.
People of color have suffered in America, and it's time for this to come to the fore.
That's
it's
right.
Absolutely the destiny of all of us to be here at
That's
this
right.
time when this is happening.
That's right.
And I have to say, you know, we're at a point right now where we're ready to vote here in America.
Mm-hmm.
We're voting for our lives because there is injustice, there is hatred, there is race baiting, there is tremendous putting down of people, of our people.
Yes.
And it's more than a shame, you know. We have brought so much to culture, so much to the world. People appreciate what Black people have done and created.
That's right.
And the very fact that here in our own country, we're not given the choice just to be human, just to have the same opportunities as everyone else.
That's right.
It's time.
That's right.
You know, it's all about that. We're here now because we have, through our own machinations, you know, having been born in this time. But what we do next is of the utmost importance.
That's right.
It's
That's
for
right.
all of us to stand together. And I truly believe, you know, when Black lives matter, all lives will matter.
Right.
I believe that to my
Love
soul.
That.
Each one of us has given our lives to uplifting and entertaining people. But when you go home and you take off the glamour and all of the accolades, you're a human being who feels and has family and wants a future for your grandchildren or whomever, for your family.
That's right.
The love that we have given out, you know, makes us not any more special than anybody else. But surely when people come together, because the situation we're in right now, the pandemic has been to a great extent ignored by our government, by our president, who, if he would stand and put on a mask and say, this simple act will save lives, not just yours, but others. You know, there's so much selfishness and entitlement that makes people not want to just give people their due. Just stand back and let us come to what we want to work for and want to live for. It's only fair. And people who don't think it's fair, if they don't think it's fair, believe me, they will pay through karma. They will pay through anger and dying early and all of that. You know, there's a lot. There's a lot of pain and a lot of hurt that is to come to us. Not just if we stand with the numbers of people that are dying from this pandemic, people who are being selfish about it and not allowing others, I mean, ridiculing people on the street for having on a mask, protesting against that, against helping your fellow human beings. Exactly. It's a terrible time, and we all know it.
Yeah.
But you know what? You know, they say, I read today, that women over 60 around the world are tremendously anxious because we've been put in a category that says, okay, you're an older person and you step back because if it comes down to it, because we're in the middle of the second wave. I don't care what color you are. It doesn't matter what color you are. If you can't survive, if you can't stay alive, and there are groups growing in this country that are American terrorists.
That's right.
We have to deal with all of that. You know, we've got that to come because they simply will not give other people the chance to have an equal opportunity.
Right.
It's a ridiculous situation, but it's going to change because nobody is going to sit still. I know I'm not. You're not going to sit still and let people overrun you just because you're a different color. That's some ridiculousness to the nth degree. And I don't care who knows it. Mr. Trump, the president of the United States, the leader so-called of the free world, is not behaving like a human being with other human beings.
So true.
And we want to see him voted out. If I live to see that day, which is, praise God, hopefully, just another couple of weeks, we'll know. But I'm telling you, I will not stay in America. I will not stay in a land that my ancestors built and not have freedom, not being able to you know, to just live your life.
That's
it's ridiculous.
We have to teach our sons, like my grandson, to who's 16, to be careful when you walk down the street if a policeman stops you. They'll be stopped more so than any 16-year-old white boy. We have to teach these young black men what to do, what not to do, keep your mouth closed or whatever, and don't act like you're reaching for something, because the police, 90% are fantastic. They're good people, but there's that small element that
the small percentage side.
That's right. But this whole world is having, in the middle of a nervous breakdown. That's what I call. And we have, like Suse said, we've made so many contributions that built this country. So many inventions were
built. That we didn't know about in the beginning.
Yeah, we didn't even know about it because they didn't even teach it in schools. It was more than just George Washington Carver and the Peanuts.
So much more.
And we made so many wonderful contributions. But it's like, for instance, this was about a month ago when my daughter's fiance was going to the Rite Aid drugstore pharmacy. And there was this white woman who was parked right in front of the entrance, and she was blocking the driveway, and people were coming out. It was at night, and they were telling her, "Miss, you need to move your car. We can't move." You know, and she wouldn't do it. She was very belligerent. And so my daughter's fiance, who's Haitian and very well spoken, very well educated, he said so nicely. He said, "Madam, what would make you so miserable that you want to block the drive lane?" And she'd rolled down her window and stuck her hand out like she had a gun and went pow, 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 pow. And she said, come November 3rd, after Trump is reelected, all you lowlifes and niggers are going to be dead because it's already been planned. We're going to start killing.
Wow. That's what she
said. Oh my gosh.
So there's so much hatred. And I believe since I call him number 45 has been in office, he's generated all this hatred. I mean, we already had it before, but it's been exacerbated since he's been in office, because that's what he represents. He's caused so much division within this country. I can't understand those who are supporters, but all I can do is say, you have my deepest sympathies.
I already
voted. I voted last week.
Bad.
Right.
There's a group of white supremacists that are forming. They're the biggest group of new American terrorists who they don't care about Trump. They say if he loses, there will still be a race war. You know?
Right.
We are absolutely horrified by this train of thought.
Yes.
But it's what we're dealing with, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Americans tend to vilify people from other lands in the first place.
Right.
You know, it makes, I'm not sure the essence of it, except it's meant to be. You know, it's all there in the Bible. It talks about the breakdown, the separation of races, and the breakdown of society, the breakdown of culture.
Mm-hmm.
But there has to be a sensibility. I believe that this pandemic, which is a great equalizer, it hasn't cared about age. You know, all of the scientists have talked about the fact that it's not just people over a certain age. More and more children are dying. More and more teenagers are asymptomatic, but they are handing it out. You know, and it's not to put anybody in a category.
Mm-hmm.
We have to deal with trying to stay alive one way or another. If people are not cognizant of the fact that they're leaning on and bringing racism to the fore right now, instead of trying to deal with this, which surely by February, 500,000 people will have died in America from COVID. And those are numbers that are both horrifying and unbelievable.
Yes.
But you know, it's all well and good to ignore what the science is. I'm very involved with the scientific community because of the Raw Science Film Festival. Mm-hmm. A friend of mine created it and runs it. And, you know, it's a terrible realization that people are willing to overlook what scientists are saying to socially you know, it's a simple thing, but it must be destiny. You know, it must be supposed to happen for all of this to go on at this time.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we hunker down and we take care of each other. We take care of ourselves because we know our government, unfortunately, is not going to take care of us. They're not going to. They have announced through the White House chief of staff 2 days ago that they said, what are you doing about, what's the plan about COVID? There is no plan. We don't plan to do anything, is what this man said. So that means we have to look out for our own. We have to protect ourselves. If we have to duck and dodge bullets, that's fine. I'm serious. But look, one way or the other, we've got to survive.
Yeah.
So just like Malcolm X said, by any means necessary, we will survive.
Mm-hmm.
And that may sound harsh, but these are serious times unlike any other.
Yes.
And I promise you, wouldn't it be ironic if the seniors, the ones who listened to what it took, the simple things to wash your hands, to socially distance, to put on a mask, wouldn't it be ironic if the seniors were the ones who survived while other people were going out and partying, got to go to the bars, got to go to the clubs, got to go hang out in the streets and do house parties and ridiculous things. Mm-hmm. You know, where is the sense? People talk about being woke. I'm like, wake up.
Yes, wake up.
Yes. It's time. It's beyond time. Yes.
What difficulties do you recall for Blacks in voting in the 60s that you think are still barriers today?
I personally didn't have a problem. I know one of my girlfriends told me that I think it was her aunt in Florida. I think this was in the, was it 2012 or 2016 election? And she was told that the poll where she was supposed to vote was closed, that she couldn't, there was some reason that she couldn't go vote. And it was all a lie. There was nothing wrong with the poll.
Wow.
Center. Mm-hmm. They just lied to her, so she couldn't go vote. Yeah.
Oh my God.
There was a lot of that. Yeah, there was a lot of that blocking people. Mm-hmm. But in the 60s, you know, we were living through the sexual revolution, and we were living through the whole love thing. And people were kind of fired up anyway about civil rights and about being, you know, freedom and the Constitution. That's why I have such a respect for the Constitution. There, it was a time when you respected a president and you respected the Constitution that built country.
Right.
And you knew things were wrong. Mm-hmm. You know, you knew there were things, there were people fighting, and the Supremes represent that sense of freedom. That's something that's not discussed very often, but they were involved in making doors open for people. Mm-hmm. That's really what Berry Gordy did with the Supremes. Mm-hmm. He opened doors for people that of color who had never performed in these fabulous clubs and hotels and things that white acts performed in.
That's
so
right.
You know that they were affected. I mean, Mary was from Mississippi, and I know that Detroit had a lot of racial problems. Every city in America has had racial problems.
Mm-hmm.
But
sure did.
You know, people were more idealistic, I think, during the 60s. Now there's so much being jaded about, you know, are the people before us created this, you know? Mm-hmm. But okay, you've got to live through it. I'm like, come on, do something about it. Be proactive. Mm-hmm. Be the voice that you know you have. These are the times for the brave. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
These are the times for us to stand up for that's right.
Yeah.
Make a difference.
That's right.
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you mentioned the problems at the polls, being told that they were closed and things like that. And that's something that I have heard myself happening even, you know, within the past 10 years, that's something that's still going on. What is your opinion on voting via absentee ballot, like mailing in, or now we have the option to even email our votes in? What do you think about that?
Well, it's probably good for those who don't have the advantage of going personally to vote in person. Mm-hmm. Like my daughter says, she's voting in person. She's going to actually go into a voting booth.
Yeah.
A voting poll.
I, in turn, voted last Wednesday. I dropped mine into one of those ballot boxes. I didn't mail it at the post office. I used the box and put mine in. But it's so amazing because on the news today, it showed a couple of days ago, a couple of ballot boxes have been deliberately torched by people. And today on the news, it showed where there were ballots strewn on the street.
Yes.
I don't know exactly where it was because they contacted one of the ladies whose ballot was on the street. And she said, my daughter and I just mailed our ballots yesterday at the post office and showed the mailbox that they mailed it in. And here's her ballot on the street. So someone tampered with that mailbox. Mm. So they're doing everything they can.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. Yeah.
There's a lot of that, you know, but it's okay. People have voted in record numbers, this time.
Yes, they have.
Yes.
Yes, they have.
So I have faith. I have faith that we're going to, things are going to change for the better. I have to keep that. That's, you know, it might just be just my feeling or my what I want to mm-hmm. happen, but I sure want it badly. I do. I'd love to be able to say, to sit and watch that man lead. If they have to drag him out, I'd love to be able
and
to
they
see
will
him.
They will have to
because you know he's not gonna go, he's not no. just gonna go without mm. trying to, he's trying to, they've tried to influence the courts mm-hmm. judges and to try to get them to not extend the time for the votes to be counted. Mm-hmm. That's okay, because so many votes have already been counted in record numbers around this country, like they yeah. say, like it has never happened before. Mm-hmm. People are
never
fed
happened
up.
Before.
That's right. People mm-hmm. are fed up. Yeah. They want change.
Mm-hmm.
What yeah. characteristics make an yeah. ideal presidential candidate, do you think? Like, if you could build the perfect presidential candidate, what would you look for?
Hmm. Well, I don't think there's a perfect candidate. Everybody probably has a flaw, some type of flaw, but anything would be better than what's in there now.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
think so. Yes, and I think true. Whoever she is, whoever she is,
right.
it'll be so much better for all of us.
Yeah.
Isn't that?
Okay. Yes, I love that answer.
Yeah.
When Barack Obama was voted in, they made the Republicans made it, and they voiced their thoughts. They said from day one they were going to block everything that he would try
everything.
To do. Everything. They sure. said that.
Oh,
probably.
Yeah.
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
Sure mm-hmm. they did.
Yeah,
whoever comes in did. Next has got a hard road.
Yes,
you know, they've got a hard road to fight. But it's okay. It's better to fight and be able to have hope.
Yes.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
It's better to be able to think
yeah,
things
yeah.
can be okay.
Right.
We've got to try to stay strong enough and stay together, you know,
yeah.
to
yes.
to make things,
yeah.
positive things happen for all
right.
of us. We've got, because look, in spite of all of this that's going on, we've still got climate change rolling through.
Yes.
You know, if we run out of water, then what difference does it make what color we are?
That's right. Yeah. There are some people who don't believe that they need to vote or that their vote matters at all. And what would you say to those people?
Every vote counts. Your voice counts. Look what happened in 2016. Hillary Clinton actually won the popular vote. Mm. But there were so many, like in Michigan, I was horrified that Michigan ended up being a Trump supporter. And
yes.
So many people didn't vote. I think they said about like 34% of the voters in Michigan did not vote.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Are you too
sad
lazy
thing.
Or what?
Yeah.
Or you figure, oh, my vote won't count. It does count. Every
oh,
vote
that's
counts.
Sad.
Yeah.
It's sad.
That's sad.
It does. It does. I was thinking, you know, the Constitution left out, it says we the people of the United States, in order to be a more perfect union, establish
yes.
justice and ensure domestic tranquility. They talk about
yes.
every man, okay? So they left out women and they left out people of color. But you know what? We're here.
That's
we're
nice.
Here now. And we have the right to cast our vote. If only to show that you as an American citizen have that right, have the right to try to put designated officials in place that will work for the people. When they talk about we the people, they're not talking about Trump. They're talking about us. This
yeah.
is our country.
Yes.
Right.
And
yeah.
we
yeah.
the people are who make laws and who make people be in leadership in our country. And we've got to come on. We do. We do.
Wake
we,
up.
We people. Have to come on to it.
Mm-hmm. Wake
come
up.
Come on
people.
To it. Well, if you're just tuning in, this is Christina Michelle. I am interviewing Susse Green, Sherry Payne, and Joyce Vincent. These ladies are former members of the Supremes. And we are going to take a quick break here. And when we come back, we'll continue the conversation.